Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is, without edits. Happy Friday. About to be the weekend. Pretty pumped, pretty excited. Right before I recorded this podcast, I actually jumped on Snapchat. Again, that's at the Todd Talks, just like all social media platforms. Not all, but the ones I'm on. And did a little quick little Friday motivational 10-second video jab there. So check it out. Definitely gonna try pushing more and more content. Maybe I'll do a little Snapchat before my podcast as a way to like organize myself and optimize my way to do it. But speaking of optimize, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about optimize your life, or what I call OYL. O-Y-L. I don't know why, but I like things in threes. Three letters, three words, maybe three recordings a week. Maybe that'll be the goal. It's a three recordings a week, so it's not every day, but at least it's three times. Maybe I'll get to Snapchat three times a week just to help me get these milestones, these goals. And the reason why groupings of threes really stuck out to me is that in 2017 and then starting 2018, I was leveraging a lot of these three word sayings. So, for example, the three T's, that actually means a lot to me. Three T's, this podcast, this brand, The Todd Talks, the three T's is all you need. That also goes with one of my 2018 goals, which was Todd's total transformation, where I really was going to be like, okay, buckle down, focus on like DJing, improv, podcasting, all these cool initiatives, really like dive deep into these different passions and really just go all out, try them out. No more just thinking about doing something, but actually doing something. The three T's of total transformation was also workouts. So in 2017, you know, I was getting about three workouts a week. Then near the end of 2017, maybe the fall, I started upping it to four, sometimes five. 2018, I got to that five consistently, and I started optimizing my workouts. So some of the workouts I was doing wasn't doing it for me anymore. I wanted something more difficult, more challenging. Decided to pick up boxing conditioning classes. Amazing. Kicked my ass. Started doing it once a week. Got it up to twice a week. And now, just like 4 months, 5 months later, I'm already at three times a week, and it's great. Again, I'm going to keep going back to this three. I don't know why, but it really helps me optimize and makes me think. So I already talked about the three T's, Todd Talks. Total Todd's transformation. I think of this podcast as a way to like kind of like Todd's tips and tricks. So there's things I'm thinking about, different things, not as like life hacks, but I guess that's a way to stick with the theme of T's. You can think of it like life hacks or just like things I was passing on, little nuggets of knowledge, stuff like that. At work, I'm deciding, I answer a lot of questions at work for like other team members. I'm like point of contact for different products and services. So launching this Tuesday, I'm doing something called Todd's Tuesdays Tips. So again, another way for me to share knowledge, helps me build my writing skills. Because as I mentioned, I haven't really mentioned a blog or anything like that. Again, I'm not really super pumped about writing and stuff, but still need to get somewhere more consistent about it, especially in a way that I like, which is sharing information. Maybe I'll do it once every 3 weeks as an easy way for me to get used to it. Maybe I want to do like the top three questions or more impactful questions so it's not too long. Maybe I'll just break it out. So maybe I'll just do three and I'll just consistently do three until I run out. Who knows? Still thinking about that. I'm actually going to have to plan that out either today or Monday. So just top of mind on that. But the reason why I really care about optimizing is because I believe every second counts. Just like people say every penny counts. And they say time is money. So you want to optimize your time and optimize your money. So for example, cordless, wireless, love it. Vacuuming, I do it once a week because of calendar reminders. I do a lot of things because of calendar reminders. Helps me optimize my head space. So I have to think about like, oh, what if you do this Saturday? Because the calendar reminder is going to tell me what to do. It's assisting me. These products assist me for free. So again, I don't have to spend money, which is great. Don't need to buy an assistant at this point. Maybe one day I do because I get too busy, but who knows. Cordless, great. Headphones, wireless headphones, great. Just put it on, turn it on, Bluetooth connect, done. No more like fidgeting for cables. Same with vacuums, cordless, done. take it out, charge the battery, if it's probably already charged at that point, vacuum, done, 10 minutes under, over. Before you have to, you know, plug it in different spots, waste of time. Another thing, voice. So I'm loving voice, big believer of voice. It's great. Because I have my Google Home. I muted it this time, so I can be like, hey, Google, well, yada, 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 it doesn't matter. Save my reminders that way, tell me the weather, tell me the news, whatever I need, turn on the lights, turn off the lights, you know, that Internet of Things, really cool connectivity. Yeah, I may be saving 10 seconds here, 30 seconds there, but that adds up. Even started backing some Kickstarters that are optimizing time. For example, there's this toothbrush thing called the Ambrush. Basically, it's this device that brushes all your teeth at once. So instead of spending 30 seconds in each quadrant, adding up to the 2 minutes, just brush for 10 seconds because it gets all your 10, like all your 30 or so teeth. I don't know how many are exact, but you get the idea. So that's also really cool. Again, I'm going to keep going back to the between optimizing and pairs of three. So I think that does help me a lot. I know I mentioned the 5K last week. And one of the reasons why I like 5Ks is that it's 3 miles. Or, you know, technically 3.1, but you get the gist. Something digestible, something easy for me to handle. Other thing I was doing recently is with the episode about gamifying life. I talked about how I have this new like core balance system where it's a game and it's like adding up points and time. So I'm now getting to the point where I'm consistently hitting the 3 minute mark, which is good. So I want to always, before I start my day, before I shower, because normally I shower in the morning, I got to get that 3 minute workout in, just build that core, because the core is a foundation for everything else. Let's see what else. Oh, other things I value. I thought of a 3-letter acronym. It doesn't encompass everything, but at least it's a good way to start and always something in my present in my mind. TLC. I know that also stands for the Learning Channel, but that's probably the reason why I chose it, because it's something I can always remember. And that stands for me, trust, loyalty, community. TLC. Can't forget. I don't know. I feel like I was ranting a lot. Because I'm pretty passionate about this. Other things I'm passionate about, password manager systems. I've been rocking with LastPass. They're premium. I think it's only like $12 a month, or not a month, a year, $20 a year. Something cheap, really worth it. Why? Time. How much time it saves. It stores all my passwords in a very secure way. I can generate very secure passwords depending on site length, and that's automatically stored. Don't even care. I open it up, even on the mobile app. The mobile app's why I got the premium. Mobile app, I go to a website I don't go to, like maybe once a year. I authenticate with my fingerprint, boom, the password's in there. I'm someone who does not use the same password for more than one thing. If you do, I should strongly recommend changing that. I also do a lot of second factor stuff. So whether it be sending a text or using a security key. Security key is a big one, again, saves time. Although what's good about phones, especially if you're doing via text, I mean, at least on Android, on my Pixel, recently it's been auto-filling it for me, or it says like copy just the text, so I can just pop that in. So that's always great. Again, I'm always thinking ways of optimizing time. If you have some cool tricks, some cool tips, you want to pass that on, you want to start a dialogue, feel free to reach out to me. Again, that's at the Todd Talks, whether it be email, that's info at the Todd Talks, Twitter at the Todd Talks. I haven't tweeted yet, but again, probably trying to get into that game a little bit, focusing mainly on the podcast and Snapchat at the moment. Again, IG, The Todd Talks, hit me up there. Facebook, same thing, at The Todd Talks, just DM me, doesn't matter. So, yeah, that's really the, I guess it's more of a rant, so that's your Friday rant. Hopefully, it was pumped up, got you excited. Maybe you start thinking about ways you can optimize your life, figure out how to save time. And you can take that time, spend on whatever you want. You want to do more leisure? Go for it. You want to invest that time back in your biz? Go for it. You do you. But it adds up over the course, maybe not over the course of a day, but maybe a week, a month, a year, 5 years. All that adds up. You know, we only have one shot at this life, and it's finite. You know, everyone eventually dies. Sometimes it's sad to think about that, but that's this reality of our life. So take every moment and maximize to the way that you want. You want to chill out, be cool, whatever. You want to like go all out, become a marathon runner, go for it. But how you get there is just hopefully you do that in the best possible way. You know, you don't cheat people, never cheat people. You do it in an honest way, do it authentically, double down on that authenticity, double down on that work ethic, good work ethic, and crush it. So that's it. As I said, happy Friday, and see you next time.